Yeah.
And why did they tear it down?
I don't know. It wasn't a very big outfit. There was a boiler there and those big pots.
And the people from the area would pick up the berries and bring them.
Yes, but it was all from the province and everywhere, way up.
But the people in Van Buren, did they sell to them?
Oh yes, of course. People in Van Buren sold their berries here. Remember when late Thomas J. Michaud had a big photograph of all the ferry boats on the St. John River here?
Where were they situated?
Huh?
Where were they situated?
The boats? Well, you had one right where our bridge is, and there was one at Allendale, though. That was like never had a grand thing. Beside never has hand of it. Be never had a mother with scar, you would put pond on stand up. Be never had a French veil. Be never had a portrait.
And how about Grand Falls?
Huh?
Grand Falls? Ograsso?
Ograsso, well, there they had a steel bridge there. They didn't have a. They had a bridge, they didn't have a ferry boat.
Oh.
But what I'm talking about, there's ferry boats before we get the bridges. And in 410, the last large town on the St. John River that got an international bridge with connecting them with the province of Quebec. And they applied for that bridge every 2 years. And this was wrangled over, and there was two factions. The faction near the Bangor and Aroostook Railroad Station, end of Fort Kent, with the other end of Fort Kent, across the Fish River, and both sides wanted the bridge, and it took them 40 years to decide which one, and then the province and the state of Maine built them a bridge.
About your first
time? Yeah. I was married the first time in 1914 to my wife, Mrs. Laura Martin Poirier.
Daughter of
Simon Martin of Little Maine. She died in 1949, I guess.
How many children did you have? How many children?
We had six children, and there are five living. I don't have to name them. And I got married with my present wife, Mrs. Philomène Paradis Poirier, on October 21st, 1959. we did not court between each other for very long, because we had known each other for a long time. Because on September 10th, 1902, we both made our first communion on the same day at the same church, St. Bruno's in Van Buren, Maine. And the next week we were confirmed, not by bishop, confirmed by a bishop, but by the Cardinal William O'Connell of Boston. Ils ont été confirmés par un cardinal.
You want him to do
that? And as my wife, in her younger days, was a member of the church choir, I guess if you ask her to sing you a song, that she will at least attempt to do so.
Je vais vous chanter la chanson d'un de mes vieux oncles du côté de ma mère, Monsieur Antoine Massé, qui est mort, ça fait bien des années, je ne me rappelle pas quand. Hier soir j'étais dansé, hier soir j'étais dansé, j'en ai tout brisé mes souliers, qui falleront le retailler, qui falleront l'urer. J'en ai tout brisé j'en ai tout brisé mes souliers, il faut que j'aille chez le cordonnier, qui falleront le retailler, qui falleront l'urer. Il faut que j'aille chez le cordonnier, il faut que j'aille chez le cordonnier. Oh bonjour dans Tika, Tika, Tika cordonnier, gué falleront le retailler, gué falleront le ré. Ah bonjour dans Tika cordonnier, ah bonjour dans Tika cordonnier. Veux-tu arranger mes souliers, gué falleront le retailler, gué falleront l'urée. Veux-tu arranger mes souliers, veux-tu arranger mes souliers, je te donnerai un sou marqué, gué falleront le retailler, gué falleront l'urée. Je te donnerai un sou marqué, je te donnerai un sou marqué. Un sou marqué n'est pas assez, gué falleront le retailler, gué falleront le ré. Un sou marqué n'est pas assez, un sou marqué n'est pas assez, je vous demande un doux baiser, gué falleront le retailler, gué falleront le ré. Je vous demande un doux baiser, je vous demande un doux baiser. Un doux baiser n'est pas pour toi. Qui falleront le retailler, qui falleront le ré. Un doux baiser n'est pas pour toi, un doux baiser n'est pas pour toi. Ça sera pour mon bien-aimé, qui falleront le retailler, qui falleront le ré.
On dit, excusez. Ben, je vous en pensais pour une vieille de 79 ans.
Ça, c'est certainement.